This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding William Pangborn, P-A-N like November, G-B-O-R-N like November. Date of birth, February 11th, 1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pangborn with a history of a left kidney infarction, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and COPD. His last visit was April 14th of this year. He's feeling well. His weight is down about 5 pounds over the last 6.5 months. And no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no recent upper respiratory infections. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril 20 milligram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram once a day. He's on warfarin for anticoagulation. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, fish oil, Pepcid 40 milligram daily. Iron, Zoloft is 75 milligram daily. Potassium 10 mil equivalent once a day. And Increase Ellipta inhaler. Physical exam, weight 210 pounds. Pulse is 54 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout without rails or wheezes. Heart is irregular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender without ascites, and 1+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies, were done 10-17-2025. Creatinine is 1.34 with estimated GFR of 51. Calcium 8.9, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.6. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.2. Intact parathyroid hormone is 182.4. We'll continue to monitor that, probably secondary hyperparathyroidism, with the normal calcium level. Hemoglobin is 14.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. 2, history of left kidney infarction. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. And 4, COPD, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.